Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in time for Daily Editorial. You know, Jimmy and I have been recording all day, most of the weekend show, at least a couple of segments with Dr. Tim Murphy, which I think you're going to enjoy quite a bit. And we might run a special today of one of the segments so you can see what this guy is all about. He's pretty much all about what we are all about. Anyway, having said that, there are a number of things I want to talk with Jimmy about today. One of them is DeSantis threw his hat in the ring for the office of President of the United States, and the Republicans are already going after him. They got the NAACP to declare a state of emergency in the state of Florida, saying that it is dangerous for the policies in Florida to be put in front of some of the American citizens. Specifically, all of the gays, all of the transsexuals, all of the bisexuals, and certainly all of the black people. I find that to be very, very interesting. It's a really interesting political ploy. Jimmy, what do you think about that?
I think it's, you'd said the Republicans, but it's actually the Democrats and some Republicans going after him. So the Democrats have got, you know, they've got a game plan. They're going to do whatever they possibly can to smear any possible candidate. They probably think that Trump would be the guy that they want to run against because they, you know, a lot of people believe that Biden beat him in 2020. And so in this attack line against Biden and the don't say gay, that's appealing to a very small group of people that I think many of people in the left don't maybe support fully. So I think it's kind of a bit of a stupid maneuver. NAACP is just going to look dumb for it, especially when they just come back. One of the directors just came back from vacation in Florida.
Yeah.
One of them lives there. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, what I think is interesting is right after that headline came out, a buddy of mine called me up, very, very, I have to say, liberal individual, very nice guy, I like him a lot. But I said, so what do you think about DeSantis throwing his hat into the ring? And he said, just another Trump. And I said, pardon me? And he said, just another Trump. And he went on and on and on, explaining why DeSantis was an incredibly prejudiced individual. And he believes it, Jim.
I know. It is funny how many people are suckered by that whole ideology thing and how many people in the media kind of twist it and create this image. And it really does come back to their own personal inability to look critically at issues. And it's just an emotional response. It's going to be an interesting fight. I mean, we're going to see a lot of different things that come out of this primary, that's for sure.
The thing that bothers me is Corinne Jean-Pierre came out at a press conference and explained to the unwashed why DeSantis is basically just another Trump, you know, who is the devil incarnate. They're taking away freedoms. They are incredibly prejudiced. They are simply just getting it down to the level of first grade conversation. They are prejudiced and they're dangerous for the country. They're drained.
Yeah.
And it's making me angry, Jimmy.
Well, and of course, people listen to him. The problem is they technically don't have the White House press is not supposed to, certainly the communications director is not supposed to use the White House press conference for political, you know, support to their enemies, but no one's there to hold them accountable because the entire system is so corrupt. And unfortunately the Republicans have not, they don't have the power nor the the gumption to stand up against it. So
yeah.
It's kind of a sad state of affairs, but it is manipulating people, and a lot of people listen to it and believe this crap.
Well, the problem is, yeah, it is just crap. I mean, there are no two more unprejudiced individuals who I can think of other than myself and yourself and your entire family. And the same goes for my family. But Jimmy, I got to tell you, it is really a sad premonition of things to come, because I'm going on record right here as saying the 24 election, in my opinion, is going to be extremely violent, because the Democrats are really rustling up all of the violent members of our society. It ain't going to be pretty, Jim.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I think there's a whole lot of potential for violence, and I think there's no question they're preparing for it.
Yeah.
If this budget deal, some of the senior Democrats and some of the most vocal have already said there's going to be violence in the streets, because they're really inflaming a small percentage of the population. It's their shock troops. It's their brown shirts. It's the stormtroopers from Nazi Germany in 1933, 1934. And they're creating this hatred and division specifically for their political power. And it's sad to watch, but it's happening.
It's incredibly sad to watch. Our country is being run by, unfortunately, incapable of people. They don't seem to really care about the violence that some of their actions are bringing on. I would bring up what happened in Seattle. I'll bring up what happened. By the way, Portland, Oregon, is now in a decline in terms of population. Seattle has kind of got their acts together, and the population in Seattle is kind of growing slowly. Portland, Oregon was off in the last period where population was considered, was off 18,500 people, Jim.
Yeah, you know what's happening, actually, is people are leaving California. A lot of tech industry folks are moving into the Seattle area, but a lot of other Californians are moving into Washington State that are liberal, but they're moving there because there's no state tax. And, of course, they're going to move up there, and they'll end up voting to in place a state tax. That's the biggest growth, is from California into Washington. And that's why Washington right now still has a positive growth rate. And it's one of the bigger ones, actually, in the country. But that's because they don't have state tax. And it'll be interesting to watch what happens as people realize what's going on. But, this is what's happening all across the country in these Democratic-held strongholds. The violence is up. The populations are diminishing, with a few exceptions. And, of course, the overall quality of life and standard of living for many are being greatly impacted by all the policies.
Yeah. Jimmy, give me an opinion, if you would, of Ron DeSantis throwing his hat in the ring. Is that going to do much?
I think he's going to, it's early, obviously it's early in the season. What a lot of Republicans are expecting, and certainly the people that are supporting Ron DeSantis, is that the Justice Department is going to successfully prosecute Trump and get him some sort of criminal record to where he can't run. And I think that's a stupid mistake, but people are preparing for that. And there are Republicans that will actually help facilitate that, the unfortunate reality within our system right now.
Yeah.
And that's because they're so concerned about protecting their own power and the way the system has worked for so long. And underneath, a good percentage of the population is beginning to wake up. You can tell that with the Anheuser-Busch Bud Light.
Yeah,
that's been successful, that boycott. And now Target is scared to death because of their transgender clothing line for children.
Transgender clothing?
Yes. In Target stores, they actually have sections and clothes and sell transgender clothing for children. And, of course, that's popped out into the public, and looks like Target's about ready to get hammered with the same type of boycott that Anheuser-Busch did.
It's kind of interesting because I did notice that, now that I think about it. I was in Target yesterday and I did notice that. And I thought that was really, really strange.
Yeah, they're really appealing to the woke generations because, again, they They're trying to be careful, and they want to find those little niche markets. That's the competition right now. And unfortunately, it's going to be, I think it's going to backfire on them. But let's see what happens. Certainly, Anheuser-Busch is still declining. Bud Light sales are way down. They're having a real big problem with that. And I think it hopefully is just the beginning of a level of pushback. Again, most people don't want to see this kind of crap, and they don't want to see this type of violence, and they don't want to see this forcing us, forcing others to believe a certain way and accept people. You know, it's one thing, hey, I don't care what you do behind your own doors, but don't tell me that I think it has to be right.
Right.
You know?
I agree, Jim. I agree 1,000%. By the way, I'm going to be going to an art show at our facility here in a couple hours. And trust me, I'll be interested that primarily a very liberal group of attendants. And I'll be very interested in seeing what they have to say about what's going on. Jimmy, I know you're in a hurry. Drive safely. Take care, man.
Yeah, you bet, Alan. Tomorrow, let's talk about what Prigozhin, the Wagner Group president and the guy that started the mercenary group for the Russians, what he's saying publicly in a 45-minute conversation with a Russian military blogger.
You know what? I'm happy to do that. And give us some comments, you guys. I'm pretty pissed about what's going on in the country. I'd like to know how you guys feel about it. Thanks, Jim. Careful driver.
Talk to you later.
Find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.